Next item is also a decision. This is number 7, Sandpoil, 16 walleye daily limit. John Whalen, welcome.
Thank you, Chairman Wicker, members of the commission, directors. John Whalen with the Regional Fish Program out of Spokane, here to talk today about the proposal that's been put forward for walleye regulation for the Sandpoil River. A presentation that we'll be going over today is the overview of the Sandpoil regulation. Status of walleye, just to give folks a little bit more background that may previously have not had the opportunity to hear some of the presentations that we've talked about as far as the walleye population up in Lake Roosevelt, the management goals that we have, again, an overview briefly of the abundance issues that we have, comments that we've heard during the course of a review of this proposal, and then our staff recommendation. So just to orient folks, the Sandpoil River up in northeast Washington, direct tributary to Lake Roosevelt, the inundated portion of the Columbia River, and the area that we're primarily interested in is the inundation portion up to the 1310 elevation line. The proposal is to liberalize the daily bag limit for walleye to 16, to align that with existing regulations that are in effect for Lake Roosevelt and the Lower Spokane River, to make an approach uniform and understandable to anglers, and to address the walleye issues and management strategies that the department would like to pursue. The Boundary Sea area here is essentially just right about at the 1310 line, so you can kind of see there's the two major zones that we manage for the Sandpoil to address opportunities as well as conservation for native red band trout and kokanee in the system. The status essentially for walleye, we've got a population that remains overabundant. We've tried to work on shaping this population with regulation strategies. The commission passed an enhancement opportunity in 2007 where we increased the bag limit up to 8 with a restriction of no more than 1 over 22 inches. We've been monitoring that for several years and just are not seeing basically the shaping of the population or the management structure, reduction of that population that we'd like to see. There are issues associated with having such a large population. Lake Roosevelt may not have the nutrients and productivity to support this level of predator biomass. And at this present level, we see that the walleye predation on important game and non-game species is a concern. And the increase in angler harvest that is necessary to meet our management goals would be enhanced by having an opportunity for folks to take more walleye when they're out fishing. The management goals, just briefly, is to increase the harvest annually up to 150,000 to try to shape this population to the extent we can with anglers. And overall reduce the walleye population down to their level of pre-2002, less than 200,000. And to, again, look at improving the fish community balance, the predator-prey balance, and to address some of the other resource issues that we have with game and non-game species that we see being impacted by the walleye population. This slide here kind of gives an overview as far as the monitoring that the department and our cooperators on Lake Roosevelt, the Spokane Tribe, and the Colville Confederated Tribes have been working with us. We've done fall walleye index net sampling for going on 11 years now, a really good data set. This is a statistically valid sample of the entire reservoir, and we've had this population that's fluctuated a little bit over the years, but really has not had the adequate downward trend that we've looked at. So 4.2 walleye per net set has been the average. The 2007 regulation, as I talked about, was in place. Since then, we've been doing this monitoring. As you kind of see 2007 right here, the population really has fluctuated but not really taken a significant reduction. The commission last year in 2013 approved the Lake Roosevelt Spokane Arm regulation, which was to enhance the bag limit for those areas up to 16, and additionally for the Spokane Arm, we removed the seasonal closure for walleye, so allowed it to be fished on a year-round basis. And this proposal that we have before you today for decision is to basically align the Sandpoil regulation with the rest of Lake Roosevelt system to make that regulation consistent. As far as comments that we've heard through this process, public meeting in Spokane, low attendance, no formal comment provided. Online comments that we've received have been fairly low-key as well. No opposition, one matter of no opinion, just interested in the process. I think part of the issue, and we had a question on this the last commission meeting in December, and really we've been working on the Lake Roosevelt walleye regulation and talking with clubs and constituent groups for several years now. And I think folks are generally, particularly after the commission passed the regulation last year, understand that this is a direction that we're looking at trying to approach. And in general, similar to what we heard from the Inland Policy Advisory Groups, they have general support for this, or at least they understand the need for where we're going here on this. Written comments, we received one from the Colville Confederated Tribes, not in agreement with this proposal. Their approach, they would prefer a no-limit approach on this. And we've talked about this with our technical staff, and really the with the level of participation that we would like to try to have out there, and this being a significant walleye fishery for anglers across the state, by having a liberal bag limit, this allows opportunity for people to really harvest fish in those time frames when they're coordinated or they're basically have a opportunity to be in larger concentrations, like in the spawning season on the Spokane Arm. So we feel that this is a justified approach to try to enhance the opportunity to harvest more fish. At the November, this should be a December commission meeting. Apologize for that. We didn't have any formal public testimony provided at that meeting. So for the commission is the department's staff recommendation to adopt the sport fishing regulation to change the walleye limit on the lower sand poil to 16 fish per day.
Thank you. Any questions? Commissioner Carpenter.
Thank you, Madam Chair. You're proposing a 16 fish walleye daily bag limit.
Yes, what,
do you have a possession limit? Is it a two-day possession limit, or is there no possession limit?
It would be the same, Commissioner, that we currently have, which would be two possession limit of 2 days in possession.
Yeah, I guess I just kind of wonder if we're trying to reduce the abundance of walleye, that maybe that could be looked at, but it may be too late in the game to do that.
I think the approach that we've taken is trying to look with the proposal that we had out there that we rolled out to the public. So.
Commissioner Kehoe?
Yeah. Thanks, John, for the presentation. I had a question about when the commission increased the bag limit for, you know, the part of the lake last year. Did you see an increase in effort as a result of that increased bag limit? I mean, was there more interest in the fishery? That's first question. And then the second question is, was there a broad kind of announcement to the recreational community about this increased opportunity?
Yes, Commissioner. We did work with the local media outlets to get that information out, that there was an opportunity, and particularly when we removed the seasonal closure on the Spokane Arm. We put an emergency regulation in place to open it up right after the commission had approved that. So that was in effect for that seasonal closure this last spring. We did see enhanced effort for people to go out there. We didn't see the response that we had hoped to as far as the number of walleye that anglers were harvesting, but definitely the interest was there. I mean, that was an opportunity that hadn't been there for several years, and people went out for it. And I will be interested as we do the creel surveys this year to see, since it's been in the community now and people understand that opportunity is there, maybe at a larger scale, that we'll see a better response.
Good. I was going to ask that very same question.
Sorry, Commissioner.
Because there, it just seems to me that we deal quite often with fisheries in which a limited pie is fought over passionately, and it's kind of a zero-sum game. And here's a fishery that is somewhat underutilized. So we should be directing more attention, if we can, to cultivating more interest in that walleye fishery. And I, for one, will try to help.
I'd appreciate it. We also,
Smith?
Madam Chair, we also have the opportunity to work through the Lake Roosevelt Harvest or Lake Roosevelt Forum, which is an information-based group that's working in the basin there, and we've been getting that out through their newsletters as well. So hopefully that'll help.
I second the about contributing to the solution here. So we got to talk about that. Just a couple little questions. Are they catching their limit? I mean, have you seen good numbers of limits being taken at 8?
Actually, in looking through the creel information over the last several years, anglers are catching just a little bit less than 4 fish per day, or I should say they're harvesting and taking home. There has been in the past a certain level of catch and release, particularly from walleye anglers that are really avid anglers on larger fish. But the opportunity that we were looking at here was, we know we need to have a little bit more enhanced opportunity and get the word out that this is, come on here and fish in Lake Roosevelt, it's a great opportunity. But also this regulation gives the opportunity when they're in consolidated groups, when they're really kind of packed into some of these areas like the Spokane River in the spring or in early summer, when they kind of they have a migration pattern where they move out of the major spawning area in the Spokane River and move up Lake Roosevelt up towards Kettle Falls area. So there's another opportunity that we can advertise and tell people they're here around the Little Dalles area up above Kettle Falls. Come on out and have an opportunity to really harvest them.
And then just a back-to-back quick question. Are you seeing good sizes of the ones that are being taken, or are you seeing a more of a stunted population?
The creel that we have is really indicating and showing that what we see in our fall walleye index net sampling, size-wise, is pretty much what we see in the creel. In other words, these fish, the vast majority of them are in the 3 to 4 year old age class, and so 16 is about the top end there. We see a lot of the fish in 14 to 16 inch category, with a real small percentage, very small percentage, that are in that larger than 18 up to 20.
Thank you.
Commissioner Carpenter.
Thank you, Madam Chair. If this passes today, I'd like to know what strategy the media group within the agency has to get this out to the public immediately, if not sooner. I mean, I can think of about 5 places I'd be calling before dark tonight, including Cabela's and Sport Co. and Outdoor Emporium and White Elephant in Spokane. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is how you got to sell this stuff. You got to let people know far in advance so they can plan their life. So I would encourage that be part of the package.
Okay. I think we're ready for a motion. Commissioner Smith.
Thank you. I move to adopt permanent amendments to WAC 232-28-619, Washington Food Fish and Game Fish Freshwater Exceptions to Statewide Rules, to increase the daily bag limit for walleye on the lower San Poil River from 8 fish to 16 fish, as presented by staff.
I'll second that.
The motion has been seconded by Commissioner Carpenter to adopt permanent amendments to WAC 232-28-619, Washington Food Fish and Game Fish Freshwater Exceptions to Statewide Rules to increase the daily bag limit for walleye on the lower San Paul River from 8 fish to 16 fish, as presented by staff. Further discussion? None. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Say no. Motion carries.